welcome back to the Next Panel Podcast.
This is your host, Leels. To my right, I'm joined by...
Not Corey.
And to his right...
Dre.
Okay.
Damn.
I just missed my
friend. No one talking to you today.
I just missed my friend.
You know?
That's it.
Allergies kicking my ass, I don't mind my voice.
Yeah, mine too. I hate this type
allergies
of year.
Allergies kicking my ass, I don't mind. It just pulled up out of nowhere.
Like everything was fine.
I was trying to, but...
Everything was fine until the allergy nation attacked.
It's cool, man. I'm just saying.
So, what are we talking about this week, guys?
I think we should do Gateway Anime, right? First episodes.
Yeah.
And we're going to show some love to the females.
Okay. Wow. Sounds... I don't know why that just... I know what the reference is, but it just sounds, right?
Because I feel like if we don't do it, you know, we might get copyrighted or, like, sued all the way down the line. You know? Okay. We got to get it out the way.
I feel like that's going to happen anyway, but it's good to avoid it when we can't do
that. Exactly. You know, we got to fight it for our lives.
Yeah.
So,
the fighting for your life was not a reference to anything or anybody either.
Oh, no, I'm fighting for my life.
In a different way from that other person.
Daily.
Okay.
That was a good first minute.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
So much long going on Twitch, though.
They know they're real us. Yeah. Tune in on Twitch if you want to see us.
Be even more retarded.
Just act silly.
Ask a question, bro.
Okay, yeah. So if you guys were introducing someone to anime like they've never seen it before, what are you going for?
Like what type of anime are you going
for?
Or
like what show has that episode one that makes you feel comfortable that they're gonna like be like, you know what, maybe I should give it a try.
You know, it sucks that I'm going with a newer anime because older animes was really good, but I feel like Demon Slayer did a lot in its first episode. They started the main villain, introduced us to another character, and introduced us to the teacher all in one episode. Like, you know, so it's like the emotion and the other stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh. Bleach was a good one. I don't know if that's the show in its entirety is what I would go with, but the first episode of Bleach.
Yeah, if we're doing first episode, I would
agree. Yeah,
first episode of Bleach. Low-key, the first season of Bleach.
First episode has to make them want to watch the second episode, and if they get to episode 15 and then it goes bad,
that's the thing. With Bleach,
the first season
is
good.
The whole Soul Society
arc—that's actually part of the story.
If you just jump over the vampires and go straight back to Aizen and Wicca Mundo, you're still good.
There's
going to be a lot of jumping. Huh? Yeah, the belt. You jump over there.
If you were reading the manga, you wouldn't have seen it for obvious Bleach.
Oh, okay.
But
you jump over a lot.
Yeah,
you just jump over the
Mount arc. When you get to the Zanpakuto arc, you need to get a running start and jump off of something in the air.
Exactly.
See, that
land
sounds
on
too
top
complicated.
Of a plane and fly
no, but that's why I said
as a person who's never seen anime
like
before.
Just watch
I'm not doing that.
The first episode though would make
this
you
this is what
watch.
You do. You just watch the Aizen part and pretend like that's it.
Okay.
I'm good. Yeah, Demon Slayer.
Good lord.
What are you going with?
I might have to rescind Bleach.
High School of the Dead. I don't know. I feel like I said something before, but I don't remember it.
I don't know why you just said what you just said.
Oh, God.
No, I'm either going to go Tokyo Ghoul or My Hero.
That's another one, though.
Yeah.
But Tokyo Ghoul season
it's
one.
Like Bleach.
At least two.
No,
Tokyo Ghoul.
No.
You like just watch season
because
one.
Oh, you have to.
With Bleach, we gotta be like, stop at episode 35.
You gotta draw a whole map for Bleach. You just say destination over at episode one. No second date. No season two.
That's true.
You know, just cut it off.
Just watch the first season of Tokyo Ghoul, then read the manga.
Right, or move on to your next anime. That's all you gotta.
Maybe
do.
Preferably. Actually, no. The manga's actually kind of lit.
Well, you know,
really,
I feel like it's easier to get people.
Oh no,
to...
yeah, it's like OD detailed.
Yeah,
I remember now.
The dude that drew it too.
Mm-hmm.
Man can draw.
All right, so
Naruto also.
Naruto. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Naruto. you're going Naruto over Bleach or Bleach over Naruto?
Bleach's first episode is better, but
You think Bleach's first episode is better than Naruto's first episode?
I think so. Because, like, a lot more happens. Like, you get introduced to Ichigo, introduced to his family. You see Rukia. An entire demon attacks his family. He gets his powers from Rukia to fight the demon, kills the demon. And then
you go to episode 2. Does Renji pop up? Or is that episode 2?
No, Renji doesn't pop up until closer to, like, episode 10 or something.
10?
Like, when they come to take her back.
Oh, they don't do that in the second episode?
No, remember, he's, they're, like, messing around, like, just fighting random hollows for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Corin, I have to say, you have a good ability of being able to, like, pick out the best parts of Bleach. I can't do it.
You know?
I can't do it, personally.
Because there's not a lot, so you know.
It's easy to remember, but, yeah. Like, I couldn't do it.
It's easy.
One Piece.
All of it would have been tainted for me.
I mean, just it's easy. It's, okay, you got the Soul Society arc, everything that goes on there. And basically anything that includes Aizen.
And when they fight.
And then a bunch of filler that I don't like, so I remember that very well.
When they fight, that might be filler, when they fight the old man. Is that part of the Zanpakuto arc?
Shit, I think so. There were two Zanpakuto arcs. They made a filler arc, and then made a sequel filler arc to the filler arc. Like, the filler created filler.
They doubled down, you know? They took a risk.
Bro, it's like Naruto, when they added filler and took Sasuke out of the hospital after Itachi, and had to invent another reason for him to get hospitalized.
So, if you had to pick three, Bleach, Naruto...
Bleach, Naruto, and Psycho Pass.
The Psycho Pass?
Yeah.
Okay.
Psycho Pass.
I'm gonna go Demon Slayer. Mob 100. I'm trying to say something that we didn't speak about off air.
Go back. Drop Bleach. I'll throw a...
Hey, you're gonna drop your original one.
Hey.
Because I keep remembering how the rest of the series went. I'm like, it's not worth it.
That's what I'm saying. If this is, you're using these episode ones to introduce them into it. Yeah, so they gotta watch the rest of it.
Because, like, if I'm like, watch the first episode, I'm gonna say watch the rest of it, and I'm like,
right. And if this is the first one, they're probably gonna, you know, try to.
They're not even gonna know it's filler. They're gonna be like, oh, I love the part with the vampires. I'm gonna be like,
and then they're gonna be looking stupid, and it's gonna be because of you.
Right? I didn't say Bleach.
They're gonna go to a Comic-Con and they're gonna get
drunk. I didn't say Bleach. Demon Slayer is a very good first. Okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
We're dropping that.
I don't wanna go easy. Mob 100 is really good.
Okay.
Can I use a more recent anime?
Mm-hmm. I said Demon Slayer.
I mean, more recent.
Yeah, go ahead.
Two Year Eternity's first episode.
Okay. Yeah, so you're dropping Bleach for 2 Year Eternity?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Because that got me hooked in.
Actually going to go with The Misfit at Demon Academy.
For your first one?
No. Like, at the top. Do you remember what he does to them in that first episode?
I remember, but
that's a fun thing to watch. But
like, as a first episode, he kills a guy 12 times.
That, I mean, if you're into action, you get it.
That's my third, though. That would be my third. Yeah, right. Clear third.
I'm going Tokyo Ghoul, real recent, Jobless Reincarnation.
Okay.
Yeah, Jobless was five.
And... I'm feeling Redo of a Healer, but...
And that will be the end of today's episode. We will see you guys next week.
Tune in next week.
If we're still here. I mean, that's a good first episode to show somebody if you tell them not to watch anime and they do it anyway. Alright, go ahead. You want to not listen?
No, obviously not that one. But, no, My Hero, right?
Like, okay.
Yeah, My Hero is my third.
What happens in My Hero
was
first
your first episode?
Was it?
Yeah.
Did I? Oh, wow. No, I said Tokyo Ghoul.
No, he said Tokyo Ghoul.
Tokyo Ghoul, then My Hero.
Did you say Tokyo Ghoul?
What was the second one I said?
Oh, Jobless. No, he said
Jobless. No, I said Jobless and then, okay. Yeah, My Hero.
What was the first episode of My Hero?
When
All Might gives him the thing?
No, I didn't think that happened.
That didn't even happen yet. I think the first episode ended when All Might went to jump off and he was like holding on to his waist.
Was that a good first episode?
I think that happens before he like fights the sludge dude.
No way.
I don't think that's a good first episode.
Oh, then that's not. I think combining just, like the first two. Then
it might be, yeah. Because I thought it's when he gave him his the one. For, I thought.
Yeah.
Okay, so no, I'm gonna take that back.
Yeah.
Good catch.
Oh, you was talking about what you call it, Sword Art.
Yes, Sword Art had a very good first episode.
He set the story up.
Mm-hmm. So you're gonna go with Sword Art? No Juju?
We'll go with Dragon Ball Z, actually.
That first episode do really get straight to it.
Raditz come down.
Raditz appears.
Drops Krillin.
Yep. That's exactly what I was going
to
say.
He actually shouted out Dragon Ball Z, so we have to
He loves Dragon Ball Z.
Krillin went straight through the wall.
Kami house.
It was great.
I agree.
I find it hilarious that Krillin throws rocks in fighters, and he's built like a rock. It's just hilarious to me.
Okay.
They had Piccolo shows up.
And if you watch Dragon Ball, it's even more because then Piccolo and Goku basically team up to fight this new dude. You're like, what's going on?
You know, Gohan gets introduced and kidnapped same day.
Facts.
Yeah, no, that's, I'm telling you, 20 minutes does a lot.
Does Goku die in that same episode or is that like the second one?
No, that has to be episode 2.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Why did I say hey, guys?
Yeah, it's one person.
Because you can't read. But
I think it's because I can read. No. I just can't speak.
Yep. So you guys said the three best, right? What would be the three worst?
Three worst.
Off rip?
Can I go first?
I'm going to go first with one.
Okay.
Inuyasha's first episode was horrible.
Okay.
He fell in a well, and they fought a centipede.
Yes, that was what happened.
I'm going to go redo of a healer.
Damn it!
Oh. I'll beat you to it. Yeah,
did you use that as the best?
Yeah, I did. Wow. Shit. What else had a bad first episode?
No, you said one. You said one.
Yeah.
We're going to keep it at one.
Okay.
Just to be on the other side, I'm going to say Dragon Ball Super.
I was going to say that. I swear to God, I was going to say that. Yeah.
And it's less to do with the plot than it's really just it looked good. Yeah.
Just the animation to it?
Yeah. This isn't the week to tear down Dragon Ball. I still love it.
All right.
So, okay. So that's the three worst. Number ones. Now I'm trying to think.
What else really started off with some...
Like you had to...
Foolishness.
Force your way through it.
But when you force your way through it, did it end up being good?
Oh. Norikman. That shit was talking about. The first episode was really slow.
It was really slow. You seen Norikman?
I don't think I finished it.
The first episode, though, you seen? It was
pretty much just backstory. It's like world building for a cool story, but like
in the past.
To start off with the first episode, it's kind of like
you don't even meet the regular people until like the third episode,
right?
Yeah, that was a bad first episode,
especially season 2. Season 2 just started with a flashback.
You guys are probably gonna be happy with this, but Black Clover's first episode was bad too.
Was it?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah. It was just a lot of screaming.
It was just the screaming.
A lot of screaming.
The screaming was at its absolute peak.
Oh, wait. They don't even get their Grimoires first episode, right?
I don't know, I just remember a lot of screaming.
For it.
They leave the village in the first episode.
Isn't that when they get jumped? By the dude with the chains?
He has his Grimoire when they get jumped.
Yeah. But that's later in that episode?
That's like the end of the episode. Mm. But it's a lot of screaming. It's all
honestly, the reason to this day I've never seen the beginning of Black Clover.
Well,
it's because of that nigga yelling, bro.
I don't even think you need to now.
Yeah.
At
this point, what else started off
really
rough?
Season after season one of
Sword Art?
Yeah.
Basically all of Sword Art.
Would you say, was Gaara High School's first episode bad?
So it wasn't, again, Gaara High School is...
I don't know how to explain what was wrong with it. Because the premise is, it's like, they're in... The Speed Force in that
what?
Anime.
The Speed Force.
Yeah, it's just a lot of shit happens.
The plot is in the Speed Force.
Well, in the show, I guess. It's just bad pacing.
Episode 3 is like, you know everything, and then you think you know everything.
They graduate in episode 3.
Then episode 4, no, they're in school in episode up to episode 6, I think. Then episode 7, they open up a whole nother world.
I know we're talking about first episode, but can I just give a shout out to one of the animes that maybe disappointed me the most.
What?
So there's an anime called 11 Eyes I watched a while back, right?
11 Eyes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Felt like it was like a good, nice... It was a solid 6 to a 7. Then it hit like the second to last episode. And I don't even think I can rate that episode with how lowly it would be.
Yeah.
It's like a negative 8.
Okay, so since you brought that up.
Golly, it was terrible.
What's the worst episode
of an anime?
Worst
that
episode?
That you could think of. It could be from a popular anime. It's just that one episode was so bad. But not even bad. It's just, you're like, you would skip it if you watched it again.
When,
damn, that's saying something.
When Goku fought.
Spirit Bomb? What? I was going to go with Spirit Bomb episode.
Nah, I was going to say when Goku was fighting Bear, Super Saiyan 3. I'm skipping that if I could.
When they were in the space.
I thought you were going to say Spirit Bomb when he was just holding it getting beat up the whole time.
Oh, nah, that's fine. I'll take that any day of the week.
But he held the Spirit Bomb for like 6 episodes.
That's fine, bro. That was only 2 minutes.
In their world.
In their world, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy, world, right?
It was 30, 60. Like 150 minutes.
Running that math, though. What's that with you?
Yeah, no. I can't. I'd be skipping that part. I'd go straight from when he starts it, and then when...
To the way he fires it?
Yeah, that's it. Might go to when Krillin gets beamed up.
Yo, oh my god. Krillin really had it bad.
Yo.
Like, you know from what it was. Day one.
You know what it was.
You know what's sad? How you said Krillin really had it bad? Mm-hmm. Yamcha had it worse. Like, it can't get any lower. Like, Krillin's here.
But Yamcha started out as a joke.
No one ever went Super Saiyan.
No, he was a fighter in Dragon Ball.
He was like a joke.
Not in Dragon Ball.
He was.
No,
when Dragon Ball started, he was like...
They thought he was, like, supposed to be fair, but then Goku, like, knocks him out.
Yeah, but he was over Krillin, and him and Tien was like this in Dragon Ball. It was like Goku, you could Tien and Yamcha, then Krillin. Remember, he had that he was whipping ass.
I don't know if I'm putting Tien over Krillin.
Krillin didn't do nothing at all in Dragon Ball.
He died.
Not in Dragon Ball.
Yeah, a green dude killed him. I think he, like, stomped him.
He was bad. He was low. He was the Yamcha of Dragon Ball.
Krillin didn't die in Super, right?
No.
Okay, he survived one series. Krillin definitely survived the series.
That is wild.
Yeah, Yamcha was... They fought him. You know, he did the Wolfing Fist. He was feared. Until Goku, you know, unfeared him. But yeah.
Well, Goku did. Goku put more fear in him.
Yo, Krillin really died in Dragon Ball.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Why didn't Goku go Super Saiyan?
I'm saying, but at the end of the day, no one ever went Super Saiyan for Yamcha.
I don't think...
You know, no one cared when Yamcha died.
And Yamcha was there since Dragon Ball.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. In Dragon Ball, Yamcha was something. Dragon Ball Z is...
Nah, I'll tell you this much. If they would have dropped Bulma in front of Goku, like, wouldn't win Super Saiyan.
You think so?
Yeah. Her in the first episode, like, he's known her.
I think Goku was the only person, but he was too stupid to even know what caring about somebody was.
But he knew he was still a G in Dragon Ball. He was a G.
He was, but he was just he was looking at Bulma like she was retarded at the whole series, and she was the smartest one there.
Yeah, but it's also Goku. At that point, he's like, yeah, but you can't fight.
Remember, so she even offered him the buns in Dragon Ball. He was like, what the hell is that?
Well, he was like 14 and grew up with an old man.
Yeah. He didn't even know what a girl was.
Exactly. He didn't even kiss Chi-Chi.
That's
ain't
wild.
None of them was good.
I don't think he's ever kissed
Chi-Chi.
He's
a G for that, bro.
Right? In Super, then Vegeta kissed Bulma, and then Goku said, what's that?
What's that?
Yeah.
In Super.
Yeah. Okay, Goku's a G for that, bro. Come here, correctly, one... Some mention got a high school topic, and this topic of a convo, you mentioned a fight with Goku, and then you said you wouldn't put Tien over the Dragon Ball. Flower would have went Super Saiyan 20 if Goku died. Yes, he would have. Absolutely would have. Because whether he cares or not, he at least knows that's a person that's been very, very
in
useful.
Dragon Ball?
Yeah, at the very least, Goku would know actually, that's a person that's been very useful to him. So killing her would make his life immensely harder, seeing as how he tracks down the Dragon Balls. So it'd be kind of like, you're kind of ruining my whole purpose for this show. So at that point, Goku's got to go off.
In Dragon Ball, he would have went Super Saiyan.
Maybe. I mean, Krillin dying in Z got him there. You never know. You never know. That's a fact. That's his oldest friend, bro.
It is.
That's his oldest
friend. But he's the stupidest person ever created.
I don't know about that. He got good logic. He looked Master Roshi in the face and was like, if I don't kill these people now, they're just going to do more bad stuff in the future. why would I leave them alive? I should just kill all of them.
When
he was fighting the Red Ribbon Army.
Uh-oh.
Goku was pulling up to, like, murder everybody in the base.
Yeah.
Master Roshi, that's good logic. That's sound logic there. He's like, they do bad things while they're alive. Why would I leave them alive?
Goku, yeah. No, I'm thinking.
Okay.
If anything, Goku was probably smarter as a kid.
Back,
like, he grew up and was like, I'll give every villain a second chance.
But he chose to stay dead, you know, to keep...
When he could have beat Boo, but he didn't because he wanted his kids to beat Boo.
No, like, after he died in Cell, he chose to stay dead so that nobody would try to...
Which, like, that makes sense, but it doesn't make sense. Because the only thing that was, like, a result of that was Cell. Like, the last thing that happened is the only thing that was specifically your fault. But if
I knew the Earth's mightiest warrior was dead, that's when I would come
and try to... Like, that's the time to pull...
But I guess at that point, he's not even Earth's mightiest warrior because Gohan's stronger than him.
True.
So then who pulling up for Gohan? Goku, what happens when someone pulls up that doesn't know you're dead yet and then you just start beating the shit out of your son?
But again, I guess technically Gohan's stronger already, so it's not as big of an issue.
Gohan then immediately stopped training.
Yeah, yeah.
So at that point, doesn't Goku go, well, I mean, I guess Vegeta's there, but... If anything, that was probably his thing. Like, Vegeta's there, he'll be alright.
But is Vegeta actually trying to defend Earth?
No.
No, right? But I mean, I guess if someone's trying to blow up the entire Earth and Bulma would die, then he would do something, but...
True.
I'm pretty sure if he was like, no, we're just gonna literally attack everywhere but where Bulma's stay at. I'm pretty sure Vegeta would be like,
right.
Whatever.
True.
Like, what did Earth ever do for me?
Beerus will probably pop in first, like, hey. What you doing with my kitchen, bro? Big Beerus, that's my guy.
Alright, so what anime are you not showing to someone to, like, get them into it? Like, just off rip, you're like, avoid this 100%.
Would it be beating a dead horse to say redo a healer again?
Yes, it would.
Okay.
Like, mainstream anime. Low-key, so let's go mainstream.
I could see people I might start off with that, but mostly no.
Right, we all have that friend who's no. like, yo, you know what you would like?
You know what you would like?
Yeah. And we all know the scene.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So,
Jiggle Physics.
But, so High School of the Dead for you is what you're not showing?
Yeah.
What about you, Dre?
Not showing?
Yeah.
What do I regret?
This would be easy for you, especially with how long it takes to get everywhere.
Are you trying to lead me into an answer?
I'm trying to, but it's not
Boruto.
There we go.
definitely. Well, if they've never seen anime, right? They showed them Boruto, they won't know how bad it was.
Yeah. I would start them off with the filler in Naruto.
That's true.
I would start them with the filler in Naruto.
Because, you know, everybody's like, oh, look at this.
Yeah, if you never see Naruto, Boruto doesn't look so bad.
Is that when they get to, like, episode 40 and nothing's happened yet?
They might leave Boruto to go watch Naruto when they realize it's dead.
So just show them Naruto.
That's what I'm saying. But not it.
I'd rather show them filler in Naruto. Like, during the war when everybody was having their dreams, I'll be like, watch that.
Yeah, what would you not show? So
no, we're saying what we wouldn't show, right? Not, like, recommend a bad anime. We're just saying what we wouldn't show nobody.
It's got to be.
But they don't know, nobody who's never seen it doesn't know how bad it is.
Yeah, by comparison.
They're gonna know.
Afterwards. Again, this is something, that's something where you, like, lose a friend after.
Yeah.
You know.
Where's the door? The door?
Huh? But yeah, because it's like, They might watch all 300 episodes of Boruto, right?
I can see.
And then they'll be like, okay with it. Then they're going to watch Naruto and see the first 10 episodes and see that it's done more than Boruto.
I guess.
Then they're going to be upset.
I guess you could.
But they're
do
not going to be upset watching it.
I thought we were trying to not upset them.
Oh, no. We're not introducing them.
Like, if you were to get somebody, which you're definitely not showing them.
Well, I'll still stick with High School of the Dead.
Okay.
I'm going to show Boruto either, so you put that as my number two.
What I wouldn't show them.
What didn't I show?
Golly, I got another one. How not to summon a demon lord.
Okay.
I'm not showing him that either.
I'm not showing interspecies reviewers.
I'm looking away.
Oh yeah, Barto is like one of his favorites.
I mean,
I don't apologize for
you anything. You said Boruto's one of your favorite shows? The Momoshiki fight, yes, the only good thing to happen in almost 200 episodes.
Yep, 200. And you can say that in the movie. It's better in the show, though, honestly. That's the only thing they got.
It's better in the manga.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's still Boruto. He's serious?
I don't understand how that works.
He really likes Boruto?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I haven't seen a season of Pokemon that was worse than Boruto. I've only watched like three, but still.
I mean, the Orange League is... All right, let's stay on topic.
let's stay on.
What I wouldn't show them. This is harder than I thought.
Right? And I feel like I've seen more bad animes than... I should be proud of.
You're blanking out the names is what's happening.
Yeah, right?
You're probably seeing like flashes of scenes.
What I would definitely not show God of High School. 130
first one. That's another one of his favorites.
Why are you doing this? Wow. Why are you
doing this?
You getting hurt this episode, golly.
Because, like, how do you watch something? First of all, they did everything in 10 minutes. Like, you went from high school to Jupiter, back to Earth, to go into the future, see your past.
It's the anti-Dragon Ball, is what it is.
I never said anything.
You never said we went to Comic-Con.
Yeah. We went to Comic-Con.
Red Hooder? Me? We went to Comic-Con?
Yeah.
You went to Comic-Con with
him? Went to Comic-Con with? Who that?
The dude from Last Six.
Oh! Never said nothing about what? I'm confused. What happened? What'd I do at Comic-Con?
Maybe you didn't tell him that you thought Boruto was trash.
Naruto does not have a son.
Oh.
That is Hinata's child. That has nothing to do
with it. Yeah, so I'm going to go with God of High School, 100%. If I could unwatch that, I would. Even though the fights were great, I could live without seeing that.
Yeah. I can see that.
I don't know.
It was extremely fast-paced.
It was mainly a pacing issue. But let's see. What else is there?
I low-key want to say Fire Force.
What?
I feel like that's more of a
Fire Force had an amazing first episode. That's something I would show someone.
Oh, no, the first episode, I just mean, like, in general. But I think that's more of a me issue. I might not go with Konosuba as a first episode. A first anime.
As a first... Yeah, I feel like that's something that you might have be
a
to.
A bit much. Like, you need to have watched a few anime, I think, to really get it.
What's the. It's the one with, like, the chibi characters. One has, like, purple hair, the other one has orange hair.
Please try
Lucky
to.
Star?
Hmm?
Lucky Star?
No. Can you try to stick to anime that, like, a lot of people would know?
Oh, okay, fine.
Not like a...
Now you're going to put him in a box.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, you know.
Now you're going
to
put him
way
in a box.
Way to ratio me.
Big box.
Yeah. Just so... If you say something, people go, like, what the hell is that?
Yeah. All right.
The Legend of Korra.
That's a cartoon.
Yeah, that'll count.
It shouldn't count for a few things.
Although...
It wasn't that bad, actually.
If you rewatch when you rewatch
it, it wasn't that bad.
It's
first
not
time
as
through,
bad as
I
people.
Thought it was.
It's
horrible.
Nowhere near better than Avatar.
Oh no, it's not close.
But that's
but
not what I'm saying. It's not as bad as people say.
Oh, no,
it's
no,
is
no,
very
it's dark. It's actually dark.
At one point, I thought it was one of the worst things I ever watched.
No.
But then I rewatched. I was like, this is like above average.
It's really
it's
good.
Like, it's just like
it's watchable.
It doesn't compare to the original Avatar, so it kind of throws it off. But
yeah,
there's a few out there.
Let's see.
Would you go Assassination Classroom as a first anime? Or is that one that you think is better?
Yeah, because once you see Kurosawa like crash into the school, take out half the moon.
Yeah, that's not a first anime, but it's definitely within like one of the first.
That's
few,
a starter one. Didn't Loretta watch that?
Yeah.
First?
But, I mean, if you can
like
get past the character,
one,
yeah,
like,
I don't think it's
like
be the
much?
First one. If especially if the argument is like, yo, it's kitty or whatever, and then you show them a like giant octopus, sure. That's not what you want to start off with.
Yeah.
MCU only works because of Iron Man. So.
Yeah. Nah.
Huh. Oh my god, I feel like some fuckery is about to go on with that, and I don't want to know.
Nah, you good.
You're not going to mention that.
You're not going to mention that.
Are you talking about Cautious Hero? That show is elite.
Yeah, I mean,
anime. I don't know if that's a
It's not a first anime, right? First of all, that shit is
trash. You know what trash? You know what's trash?
Yeah, here we go.
You know what's trash? You want to know what's trash? Them false gods in that high school. I don't know what they was preaching. They wasn't preaching plot.
They wasn't in high school much.
No, they was preaching plot. They just kept the service going.
Yeah, no, they dropped out of high school, went to fight a god, you know.
That's why the plot's so fast. They never learned how
to. It was his ancestor that he found. Like, you know.
Right? Then his hair turned red? Or there was fire coming out of his head?
I don't remember.
Yeah. What was it? He put on some gloves and...
objectively... Right, objectively.
The pacing is horrendous.
Yes, it is.
They need to go back to high school, learn how to write a story. With good pacing, and then come back with that animation. The animation was fire.
No, the fights was fire. The fights was definitely.
Cautious Hero has the same amount of episodes.
Yeah.
Right, but is better story told. Better storytelling.
Easily.
Mm-hmm.
There's comedy in it.
Are they even gonna make a season two? Out of high school.
They are.
What? They went through the first two seasons. They're gonna go season three.
It's a Crunchyroll exclusive.
I was gonna say like five.
They go start season three next.
You know? They're gonna go back to high school. I highly doubt that.
The last episode fight.
When they fought the white hair guy?
The last episode fight. You know that's the only part of the anime I saw, right? Not that impressive.
Yeah, that was not impressive. The fights were good, though, but...
Naruto's got about five fights better than that, easily.
Five? They got, like...
I'm off top.
They got, like, eight. 8 to 10.
Bleach got better fights than that, bro.
Yeah, Ichigo versus Aizen was better than that.
Fate Zero got better fights than that. Definitely. Darker Than Black got better fights than that. Kenshin got way better fights than that.
I would hate to say this, but... Boruto.
The fight scenes in Demon Slayer are trash?
Yeah, the moment she can fight.
The
Delta fight about to be better than that. I mean...
Wait, what did he say about Demon Slayer?
He said that it's pretty, but...
It's pretty, but the fight scenes are trash. That is a bad opinion.
What the hell does... What? What is...
Yeah, I watched the fight scenes. The only full episode I watched was the last one because I'm not dealing with that pacing. I'd rather watch a terrible 12-episode anime.
Demon Slayer? Fight scenes are trash?
That's just a bad opinion.
But because that guy in high school is good?
It's just a bad opinion.
I need him to go... He goes to the cons with you guys?
Came to what was that?
Tell him to say that to anybody that's there and see what happens. just say that to anybody.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Nah.
I feel like we're getting trolled right now. This has to be a troll. Like
we can have one.
Just to clarify, what would you rate? Almost a Tower of God. God of High School?
Out of what?
Out of 10?
Out of 10. As an overall show. Not just the plot. Everything.
How many fights they had? They had the
there was a fight every episode.
No, but right, like but good one. They had the one that fought for his dad, right? Or with his brother. Remember? He fought the main character. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember their names. I'm giving it a 4.
No. I watched Demon Slayer. I enjoyed it, so I said it was good. I don't care about what the world says about anything, to be honest with you.
Well, I give God of High School a 4.
I'm giving it a 6, because it looks good. The animation quality was good. The fights choreographies were good. The story's there, but it just wasn't told well.
I feel like there's two different stories in that anime.
Right.
So it had the pieces of an 8 out of 10.
So, yes, it has potential.
But right? It's execution.
Yeah. But yeah, it drops
it was trashed here.
So I give it a 6 out of 10, and it's not because of the story. I would probably rather read it than I would to watch it.
Okay, that makes sense. What do you got? That makes sense.
Well, Corey can't really say.
I mean, just because every episode is a fight scene. Yeah, I can't read it.
Oh, okay.
The fight was cool, though. Yeah. We won't lie about that.
Every episode was a fight scene.
There's more to an anime than fights, bro.
Exactly.
Way more to anime than fights. Like, fights with no story is
worthless.
Yes. Yes.
You both are followers. No, I'm just have common sense.
Because the world says Demon Slayer is good.
Some things are just objectively good.
I mean, you know? I'm pretty sure most people say Naruto is good, and I agree with that because I watched Naruto, right? Like, 3 times.
And I actually disagree with that. I think, well, Naruto, yes. Shippuden, I'm not a big fan of.
Shippuden is lesser than Naruto, but I still like it. Yeah, but still gets a good 7 out of 10 for me.
Shippuden, yeah, like 7.5.
Yeah, it's just the original Naruto is like an 8.5. Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Like, Naruto is
elite. I just hated how it ended. That's why I dropped it. Yeah. It would be an 8 if it didn't end like
that. Yeah, the war arc was too much. It was too much.
Yeah. I was shown a fight scene in Demon Slayer where homeboy tries.
So they showed you the dude that one-shots people. They didn't show you the right fight scene, bro.
Yeah, that's...
We got you.
So... The reason why I don't like just showing fight scenes is because I feel like in certain animes, you need the context, and it has to be earned.
Yeah.
You know?
Naruto is... that's an opinion you can have.
Is it ever made?
Yes, ever made.
That's an opinion you can have.
That's a
fair opinion.
That's a good opinion.
He supposedly was so strong. I mean, that was Zenitsu he's thinking about, or was that
Gyu? I think he's talking about Gyu.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're talking about that dude, that's like, if Jiraiya pulled up to fight Zabuza in Naruto, like, yes, he would get one shot. There's just nothing around that. If it was Zenitsu, then I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Sasuke find those little poison demon brothers that scratch Naruto.
A lot of...
Well, he's probably more of a Killua type thing, where he more just has like a one shot.
Yeah,
attack. No, yeah, not but yeah, Zenitsu only has one state. He only has one states.
Facts. Yeah, no, there's Naruto's.
No, Naruto. The best part of
Naruto is the character development.
Yeah, I agree with Naruto. With Naruto.
But even about the fights, because the fights
ever made, I can't agree with.
But the character development. I don't think it's the best ever made.
But it's a good opinion, like, you know.
Yeah. That's a fair one to go.
Yeah, that's a good one to go by.
You know, if that's your choice.
I disagree.
If that's your choice, that's respectable.
That's a fine choice. That's a respectable choice.
Definitely a respectable choice.
Now, if you would have said, God, high school is the best one ever made, bro.
I would have turned the whole podcast off.
It would have been done. It would have been done. Cut the camera.
I'm telling you.
Naruto actually really did good with the... Didn't do good with writing females.
Yeah.
But it did good with writing pretty much everyone else.
The best anime... Huh?
In my opinion? My opinion would be... I'm kind of torn between Steins Gate and Fate Zero, but if I had to choose one, Steins Gate? Fate Zero. If I had to choose one, Fate Zero. Just because it has action in it, Steins Gate doesn't.
I really can't. That's a hard question to just answer.
Right?
Because, like, Fate Zero's animation is on point, the story's on point, the character development.
Because everybody has their favorite. Right? Right? And then it's like...
My top four is easy.
I think... Not my favorite, but what I would say is best made is Brotherhood, Full Metal.
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
I was going to say that.
That's a fair one, too. That's a very fair one.
Brotherhood is deep, too.
Depending on how Attack on Titan end.
I don't have hopes for that.
It had the potential.
It was there.
Depending on how it ends.
It was there, you know? But...
Where they hit you with the... It's not the final season. There's one more!
Yeah, but at this point... Yeah.
There's one more!
Attack on Titan had the potential. Jujutsu got the potential.
Yeah.
Demon Slayer had the potential, but I read the manga, so
it's manga-wise, it's probably end up at about an
8.5. Depends how they animate the stuff.
Yeah, but I think the end is going to crush it.
Yeah. Unless they change... Well, they can animate. They can change. Yeah, I would agree with Brotherhood. Brotherhood was definitely it. It was emotional.
Brotherhood is definitely also has
strong written female characters as well.
Facts.
Yeah.
You know?
Like I can't remember her name, but the teacher.
I think you're judging your choice. Yeah.
I'm just not talking to him anymore.
Yeah, the t-shirt, Hawkeye.
Okay.
Yeah.
Winry
yeah.
Low key too.
Winry was emotional.
Brotherhood is definitely a great pick.
Armstrong.
Brotherhood is just all around good. Like, yeah. I don't think there's a character in there you could say is like really like bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's strong. It's strong.
Well, you know, fuck Tucker, but
yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Fuck that crazy? Nigga.
I can't remember his name, but I remember his daughter's name.
Oh my god. Yeah. He was just a piece of shit. But even then,
that's great writing. Yeah. Because, like, to this day, it's still, yo. And whoever killed my dude, Hughes.
Oh, yeah.
Yo. To this day, bro. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. You've been here all the other episodes of the podcast. You know what he got to work with. It's terrible, and it doesn't, you know, it's not good for his health, but we're here. We're here.
I mean.
We're here.
At least we're not saying God of High School is the best.
Yeah. Yeah. Clearly working with you would be amongst the worst anime decisions. Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
Talking about well-written female characters, though.
Yeah.
I feel like there aren't enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
But some of them get overlooked.
Soul Eater, like, now that I'm thinking about it. Yeah, saying. Soul Eater has Soul strong. Eater
did good. Code Geass.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Jujutsu Kaisen has them.
Akame.
Fairy Tail got Urza. I'll say that.
They have. Nah, that
I'm
doesn't.
I'm not too sure about Lucy.
If
Lucy's not. Lucy be out there fighting, too. It's like she really only loses, like, matchups where it's like she shouldn't be fighting.
Did you even say Asdeath was a good written character? Or just Akame and, what's the other girl? What's
Low the general's key, name? I think almost every female in there outside of Asdeath was written really well.
Yeah.
SS was cool too, but it was like.
She was just horny.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, Kame. Genkai.
Genkai. Elite. Genkai. Elite. Up there with Jiraiya in terms of teachers. Actually, maybe past Jiraiya. I don't know.
She might be past him.
I don't know what I mean.
Yeah.
Samurai Jutsu.
I still have Master Roshi as the best. Master Roshi.
Master Roshi got it.
And then All Might.
And then All Might.
Yes. You have to be alive. You have to be alive still.
Genkai's alive.
Genkai died.
No, she didn't. She did not die.
I forget. Did she actually?
She did not
die.
Did
she come back or fake her death?
She faked. They faked her she death. Faked Remember, her. They got
She
mad
meets
at
up with Togoro in the
after. She didn't die. Remember, they faked her death? Kuwabara faked it. Yeah, said yeah, that, And then Yusuke got mad at Kuwabara because he didn't tell her that Genkai was alive. Bro, she was in season 3. For Sensui, remember? She
it's
kidnapped them
time
to do the sidekicks?
Yu Yu Hakusho was a while ago.
Yu Yu Hakusho was a while, bro.
She's alive, bro. Trust me. That's
but yeah, no,
that's
okay. She's one of
so
the top.
So then she moves
teachers
up to number 2.
She's
yeah
one of the top.
All Might is now number 3.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm
bro,
now, I have
if
to
you
think
are,
to
you
be
cannot be.
Kenshin's teacher?
You cannot be.
But he wasn't in the show
yeah
like that,
what?
You know?
It's he
like,
didn't need
he,
to
he
trained his student to
he
whoop
pushed
everybody
him out
yes
of the desk,
saying,
no.
He trained
wait,
his student
are you doing
to whoop
it by their
yes
relevance in the show and what they trained it, or how they made somebody?
I'm just talking about as a teacher.
As a teacher?
He didn't even finish training Kenshin, and Kenshin dropped everybody he fought except for, like, 2 people.
Hey. That's true.
Didn't complete the...
And then he completed, and Kenshin dropped everybody
so he let
he
him
fought.
So he let Kenshin drop out?
No,
terrible
Kenshin
teacher
left.
So he dropped out.
He let Kenshin do what he did.
Hey, no. A real teacher would have fought for him to stay off the streets. Okay?
No, he told him not to. He said, I want to go fight in the war. And he was like, all right, do what you want
okay
to do.
Okay, so hey. I got to try to think of somebody that's better than All Might. Hold on. This is good.
Teaching what? Kuro Sensei.
He's... No. No.
How could you? He's still alive in the hearts.
No.
Did you say Beerus?
What?
Beerus just got his teaching degree.
I was just joking.
I mean, Whis.
What has he taught him?
Whis is in a bad trade.
Well, the manga, you know.
Whis is in
he made a bad. He made Vegeta a mini Beerus.
To topic, though.
Yeah, right? To topic. strongly written female characters. Is that where we were?
Yes.
Yeah, because we already did this whole sensei thing before.
What's her name? Revy from
Black Lagoon.
Yes. And Loki, the ones in Claymore.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Majority of them.
All of Claymore was.
I like Bulma.
Bulma, yeah.
She was the main, like, she was the reason why.
She's low key, like,
she's the GOAT.
The secondary, like, main character of Dragon Ball.
Actually, yeah.
It's pretty much her and Goku.
Even, and Chi Chi, too.
Chi Chi, too?
Yeah.
Chi Chi slapped Super Boo.
Chi Chi, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she did.
You know, she got turned into an egg after, but that's the hey. One thing you
said. She might not be, like, the strongest, like, yeah. fighter or nothing like that, but she ain't just taking shit from nobody.
Mm-hmm. Remember when she got turned evil in the Garlic Jr. saga and she was fucking people up?
But I do know in Dragon Ball, she was fighting in tournaments. So yeah. She was up there.
She fought Goku in the tournament.
Yeah.
Didn't she, like, propose to him in the tournament?
Mm-hmm. I think she said, if I win the fight, you have to marry me or something like
and
that.
And he beat her ass, right?
And he beat her. And then he was just like, yeah, do whatever, marry him.
Yeah, but he didn't even know what that was.
Yeah, I think he said it sounded like it tasted good.
Yeah.
And then he never even kissed her, so there you go.
I mean, he's a pimp. He had a baby.
And she's still with him. That's a good woman.
That's not crazy, thinking about right? it.
Your husband ain't never kissed you.
But you know what?
He run off the train all the time.
People
but he
often,
doesn't cheat.
How much does...
Because he probably doesn't even know you can.
Exactly. Yeah. But how much does Chi-Chi actually know about, like, sex either?
Well, she's a woman.
So? No, well,
I mean,
honestly.
I,
what,
I mean, let me
who
know.
Is she
I'm
learning?
Pretty sure she would know what kissing is, though. She had parents.
Yeah.
Her mom was dead.
Was she dead?
Yeah.
From Dragon Ball 2?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, right.
Who was
right,
her dad?
Right.
The Ox King.
The Ox King.
Come on, man. He was a king. He had plenty of women, bro. You can't say
okay,
that.
Okay, now we're not.
His castle was on fire. He ain't have shit.
That's well, true.
But
he couldn't get in there.
Yeah, so Chi-Chi probably ain't know much more than Goku.
That might make them a perfect
They had
match.
Kids. And she knew enough. I'm pretty sure.
The trial and error to that probably is crazy.
I mean, that much you could read in a book.
Okay, I mean, that's a natural thing. Look at dogs and animals.
What?
They just, you know.
Okay.
Right? No? I Goku guess. Probably figured it out.
Okay.
This might be the furthest off topic we've ever been.
Yeah.
Goku could have figured it out, though. He's like half monkey.
Exactly. Alright. That's what I'm saying.
He's a Saiyan. He's a Saiyan, okay? He's a Saiyan. I'm not talking about Goku Black.
What else had strong?
The fact that low-key is kind of like, what else? Bunny Girl Senpai. Well, I don't know if that counts. As
Dre would say, let's keep it more
to the things people would know.
Yeah.
What else? Ironically, as much as I like Fate Zero, I don't know how I feel about how Saber was written.
What about not Mai? Sure.
From
Valentine? From Yu-Gi-Oh?
From Yu-Gi-Oh?
From Yu-Gi-Oh?
I was being dumb. Yo, Misty though. Misty was well.
Yeah, Pokemon has
Pokemon do good.
You know?
Misty, Joy.
Almost all women are employed in Pokemon.
Cynthia.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Cynthia.
A lot of the champions are female too.
This is gonna be part of the gaming crossover. Cynthia?
Mm-hmm.
Strongest female character I've ever had to fight in any game ever.
With all her guard
her Garchomp oh ran through God. Five of my six Pokemon. With just one shine them. Just bang, bang, bang. Like, golly, put the gun down.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, Pokemon
has outrage. And then healed from the confusion with a berry.
You ready to fight her again this November?
Oh, God.
Oh, this fourth gen.
Yeah, it's fourth gen remix.
Don't worry. This fairy-type Pokemon now. Dragons have weaknesses.
Right. I'm running in with, like, three Togekiss.
I'm not at the point where I try my hardest not to use any water types. So I just stuck with a Gyarados that knows Surf. That was a good matchup.
What else was there?
Naruto. I would say. I know Naruto, like, gets stigma for having, like, the worst ones. But Tsunade. Tsunade wasn't written well, bro.
She was just a gambling.
The whole arc where they found her and they went into her whole PTSD and all of that.
Okay.
Like, that was amazing.
One arc does not redeem.
I'm just naming the character.
Okay, one character does not redeem the rest of it.
I'm not saying Naruto's a show with strong leader and female characters, because Konan and Sakura and Ino and Hinata and every other female in the show exists. But Tsunade was written well, in particular.
I don't know. She was just a spoiled. She was just the granddaughter of the first. How did she get all the money to gamble with?
she family was an elite ninja.
Yeah. You said her family?
That too.
She was an elite ninja and basically founded like medical ninjas. Her granddad she, like,
was the founder of the village. That's what I said, she was spoiled.
You can't blame her for growing up rich.
I'm saying all she was a gambler and spoiled.
So you gonna act like her brother ain't die, her lover ain't die. She ain't watch him die, she ain't develop a fear of blood.
Mm-hmm. Dan?
Yeah.
He came back for a little bit.
And she almost like passed out seeing him.
He came back for a little
bit. Y'all ain't finna shit on Tsunade.
He was about
Okay, so I'm just saying that Tsunade as a character, that one character doesn't. Yeah, she
I
know is.
The show is trash at writing female characters. Every single other female character is trash. I don't know that for a fact, but I'm pretty sure that's a great guess. Pretty sure.
Yeah, Eno.
Eno wasn't written well. Sakura wasn't written well.
I don't know nothing about Tenten still.
Tenten, I don't think anyone... I don't think the writers cared about her.
Yeah.
What's the other one? Shikamaru's girl.
Tamari? Pretty well written. At least in the beginning press. I'm not sure. No, she's pretty real. She's averagely written, I guess. She's not, like, written bad, poorly.
She was in Boruto.
In comparison to the rest of the characters, she is not. But
I would say in comparison to just how female characters are portrayed in anime, generally.
Yeah.
I'd say she's... I mean, generally, it'd put her above average, but I would say she's kind of, like, close to the best you'll get. Like, if you're going to get... one female character who isn't written terribly, you're probably gonna get someone like Tamari.
I think Momo from My Hero is written pretty well too.
Yeah.
You know,
although Rock is written one of the worst.
Yeah.
She's worse than fucking Sakura. Golly.
I like Froggy.
Froppy.
She cool. She kind of be doing her own thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She got her little purpose.
Yeah. Huh. It shouldn't be this hard.
Right?
Like, it shouldn't have ran out right there. We were just talking about well-written
characters. If we're doing characters, that's probably easier. If it's just well-written
characters, we could rattling off names for days.
But it's just like, as far as a show...
Why is it that we got to like 11?
A whole show that does female characters well? I feel like that's so much harder.
How many anime do you think you've watched in your life?
So, I was telling you, I was putting together a list. I'm not done yet, but I'm at over 136.
But just assuming, like, once the list is complete, about where you think it'd be? Roughly.
200 to 300.
200 to 300. Where do you think your thing would be?
Like, from 150 to 200.
Okay, mine's at about 400. How did we get to, like, 11 or 15?
I told you why.
Because we're saying shows as opposed to like just well-written
female characters.
I feel like we could do it.
Yeah, we could do it.
Yeah.
How far do you think? But you think we could make a top 50?
Top 50?
No.
You think we could make a top 50 well-written main characters?
Like main characters,
just main characters, regardless of male or female.
Yes.
Yeah. 50 is 100%.
Right? Yeah.
Could do like 100 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Right. All right, you're making this sound bad. You're male making characters. You're free to get into this.
If you go by the numbers, it's terrible.
He's going to really...
Well-written male characters. We're
gonna
think we could get a top 50 out?
Yes.
I'm not answering pretty that question. Pretty
easy, right? Yes.
We can do that for male and female.
You think we could get a top, like, 75?
What,
of just male characters?
Yeah.
100, yeah. Right?
I'm not answering. Stop answering the question.
Again, I'm not going to lie about it. We can.
You could say, I choose not to answer. Bro. That's what you could really say. I choose not to answer.
But no, what I'm saying is...
It's a podcast. We have to answer. What's the whole point?
No, because now we're going to look real sexist.
But now look at it. So out of like 900 anime we've seen, like cult between us, obviously we've seen some of the same.
But a lot of it's overlap.
Yeah, a lot of it's overlap.
So we can say 600.
So I've seen at least 400.
We can say 600.
Yeah.
600.
So out of about 600.
Because I'm pretty sure you've seen all the 150 I've seen. Maybe... like 30 to 50
probably. Yeah, so call it about out of that. Like, you know, I feel like I'm not saying it has to be the same number, because obviously anime in general, at least the animes that we watch, are more geared towards dudes, so it makes sense. But
I like a strongly written female character.
Me too, know? That's what I'm saying. Like, like at some point that can't be on us. It's like you have to make more anime with well written female characters for people to watch.
I'm just saying mine was tough.
Like what, Sailor Moon?
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to say it because I feel like that was obvious.
I mean, pretty much every character in the show has to be a female for them to write them
properly,
consistently. Jujutsu got some good female characters in there, and a lot of them are part of, like, not the necessarily the main cast, but, like, that.
Yeah, I like Mai. I like the Hammer Girl.
You know?
I'm telling you, Mai is tough, though. Not Mai from Jujutsu. Mai from, she came in, cheated. You know, she was cheating. They were scared of her. Yeah. Just saying.
Black Clover got some good ones, too.
Yeah, what's the water girl's name?
Excuse me?
The water girl from Black Clover. That's on Asta's team.
She's written real.
Noelle.
She's written real. You stopped watching, so that's okay. Why.
Okay, maybe. I don't know if maybe. She's written well.
Well, she is.
I'm taking your word on this.
Because they did, so look.
From what I know,
spoiler, no spoiler, but you know how they're fighting the Dark Triad, right? She's one of the, it's Asta, Yuno, and her that's gonna fight, like, the three. So they made her, like, you know, they gave her a backstory. They actually found out.
They made a tree out of those three, and one of them's now on the same team. How often does that happen?
Yeah, but, and they found
one
out.
One of the dudes on the team uses a baseball bat. And everybody has magic.
Out of fire.
Bro.
It's a baseball bat made out of fire. First of all,
so can I say a spoiler?
She has water.
Can I say a spoiler then? That spoiler one. Do you guys mind?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, okay. In the manga right now,
this is spoiler number one. Be prepared.
He's fighting, you guys.
Yeah, this is minute 56. You might want to skip ahead.
Yeah, just like a good, like, 30 or 40 seconds.
Yeah, unless you want to hear what happens. So, Black Dante, Lobos. Right? Mm-hmm. Dante, you guys know who Dante is?
Don't explain it.
Mm-hmm. The Dark Triad, the devil.
Okay.
So he's using 100% of his power. The guy with the baseball bat, right? Mm-hmm. You guys know him to be the weakest.
I don't know if he's the weakest. I feel like favorable.
He has a baseball bat and he throws fireballs.
Fireballs are the basis of all magic. One with the sheep, though?
She's a beast.
Yeah, she's
from what I've seen. I've just seen her later.
She's a hybrid.
She's crazy.
Anyway, so the fireball guy, right? He has a chain that he puts on Dante, and now they're equal strength. That's one of his moves. So you could be way stronger than me. He has something that, and now we fight to the death at equal strength.
So he's so weak. He needs a cheat code.
Hey.
Okay. He's Kurapika. Hold on. Kuda.
Sorry. Excuse me, guys.
Well, I mean, hey, we can wrap up the actual recording because we're at the hour.
I'm just saying there need to be more well-written female characters.
Yeah, I'm saying that too.
There's no reason for Sakura to be written so poorly when she followed a similar path to them.
So hold on. So thank you for tuning in again for the next panel podcast. I don't even know what episode this is, but see you again next week. We're going to be on Twitch for a bit longer in the after-hour show.
Just remember, guys. God of high school is average
at best.